panic. You open your mouth. Open it so wide your jaws creak. You order your lungs to draw air. Now, you need air. You need it now. But the airways ignore you. They collapse, tighten, squeeze, and suddenly you're breathing through a drinking straw. Your mouth closes and your lips purse, and all you can manage is a strangled croak. Your hands wriggle and shake. Somewhere a dam has cracked open, and a flood of cold sweat spills, drenches your body. You want to scream. You would if you could, but you have to breathe the scream. Panic. The basement had been dark. The fuel tank was pitch black. I looked right, left, up, down, waved my hands before my eyes, and didn't see so much as a hint of movement. I blinked and blinked again, nothing at all. The air wasn't right. It was too thick, almost solid. Air wasn't supposed to be solid. I wanted to reach out with my hands and crush the air into little pieces and stuff them down my windpipe. And the stench of gasoline. My eyes stung from the fumes, like someone had peeled my lids back and rubbed a lemon on them. My nose caught fire with each breath. You could die in a place like this, I thought. A scream was coming, coming, coming. And then, a small miracle. Baba tugged at my sleeve and something glowed green in the dark. Light. Baba's wristwatch. I kept my eyes glued to those fluorescent green hands. I was so afraid I'd lose them, I didn't dare blink. Slowly, I became aware of my surroundings. I heard groans and muttered prayers. I heard a baby cry and its mother's muted soothing. Someone retched. Someone else cursed the Shorawi. The truck bounced side to side, up and down, heads banged against metal. Think of something good, Baba said in my ear. Something happy. Something good. Something happy. I let my mind wander. I let it come. Friday afternoon in Parmon. Apple green field of grass, speckled with mulberry trees in blossom. Hassan and I stand ankle deep in untamed grass. I am tugging on the line, the spool spinning in Hassan's calloused hands. Our eyes turn up to the kite in the sky. Not a word passes between us. Not because we have nothing to say, but because we don't have to say anything. That's how it is between people who are each other's first memories, people who have fed from the same breast. A breeze stirs the grass, and Hassan lets the spool roll. The kite spins, dips, and steadies. Our twin shadows dance on the rippling grass. From somewhere over the low brick wall at the other end of the field, we hear chatter and laughter and the chirping of a water fountain. And music, something old and familiar. I think it's Ya Mawla on rabab strings. Someone calls our names over the wall, says it's time for tea and cake. I didn't remember what month that was or what year even. I only knew the memory lived in me, a perfectly encapsulated morsel of a good past. A brushstroke of color on the gray, barren canvas that our lives had become.